I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. After the threat of a terrorist attack from the Islamic State, at least two explosions rocked the Kabul airport yesterday evening. Now, different sources report between 30 and 40 casualties, with hundreds wounded. Kabul's airport has been a hub for people trying to escape the Taliban's rule in the country. The U.S. and other countries continue evacuating through the airport, but that'll end on August 31st. Greg Kelly of World Mission says most Afghans feel trapped.
I spoke to a family who they said we're just in hiding. They're monitoring all of our communications. We can't travel. The Lord has done an amazing work inside of Afghanistan, especially in these last 20 years, in the absence really of the Taliban. Just in our network, we know of 200 underground churches. So we rejoice and we thank the Lord for that. But those people are traumatized right now.
Pray for the safety of these Christians. And in India, COVID-19 and its variants are creating another tragedy. Orphans. Approximately 30,000 Indian children have been orphaned or lost a parent due to COVID-19. Eric Morsehead with Mission India says it may seem overwhelming, but Mission India is standing in the gap for these kids.
Our children's Bible clubs have come around these kids who have lost that support of their parents, whether the parents have passed away or hospitalized or whatever the case may be. And they're there to provide that love and that support and a listening ear. And they also get to provide the love of Jesus to a kid who's just reeling and desiring to find that love that they so desperately need in a time like this.
Pray for Indian orphans to find deep comfort in Jesus and find your place in the story at missionnews.org. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. MNN depends on you, our listener, for support to keep bringing you the news and helping you find your place in the story of the Great Commission. So would you consider joining us today? Look for links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.